When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a couple of shout outs to our sponsors. But before that, hey, go leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts, or if it's iTunes or something. We'd love those 5-star reviews. Go over and leave those. They help so much. And that's why we're able to keep this podcast free at this point. Also, go over and check out our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. That phone me and I'll tell you how great it is. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Right now we're running a quarterly membership, which I think is unique. But what I think makes our membership unique is it's run by me. It's run by someone that's been there, it coaches every day, 24/7 in the gym, dealing with the parents, all that. Not run by a college coach, not run by a big conglomerate. It's me. And I think it's like, if you need help on a Tuesday in February, I'll be there to help you. So come over and check out teachhoops.com. It is the one-stop shop and our roadmap is second to none. It will walk you through the steps you need to put rings on the finger and pictures on the wall. So let's head off to the podcast. This week we're gonna kind of do a little bit of a rewind. I'm gonna pick a couple of my favorite podcasts. We've got tons of interviews coming up. The funny thing about when you stay home, you get tons of interviews and stuff like that. So there's a couple coaches I thought you should hear from that maybe you've lost in the feed and they were years ago. And then we'll head back to the interviews. We'll keep doing the one-on-one calls. We'll have me throw some of my thoughts into it, but just kind of changing things up a little bit.
Doing very well. I've got some questions lined up. If you're
perfect. Go ahead. Yep. Shoot away.
The first one I wanted to ask about cutting to getting open. I don't know. Can you see this?
Yep. I can.
Okay. So my general setup is I have my 4 and 5 on.
So
the
which way are you going on that? Are you going down?
I'm actually going this way.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So I have my 4 and 5 and then I have my 2, 3, and 1 in the middle, bring the ball up. So I just have my two guys in the middle cutting to get open. So my 4 and 5 just space and turn. They never really dribble. So my question is that your press break?
You mean
press break? Yes. I'm
yep.
Sorry.
These
two guys in the middle is my question about getting them open with pressure and sometimes man pressure.
All right. So go back to that, and I'll show you what I would move 4 and 5 back to half court, and I would move 2 and 3 back a little bit. And are they screening for each other?
Yeah, and these guys run up and down. I just kind of draw them there so I can move them back, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, they usually just screen for each other. But I was wondering if they should maybe cut or do something different sometimes to get open. Or should my one just walk his guy down and post him up and, you know, call for the ball, you know?
Yeah, who do you want to get the ball at this point?
My one, but both of them can handle it.
And but one's throwing it in?
Actually, my two is, you probably can't see it. My two throws it in, and then I have my one and three in the middle trying to get open to bring it up.
So it's easier to deny the guy that's on the court than the guy throwing it in, right? Okay. So I'd have your one throw it in because then it's easier for him to get it back. It's harder for a defender to – it's easier for them to double your one there and not let him bring the ball up.
Okay.
So I would usually have my one throw it in if I'm really getting pressured hard. And I have one of my bigs be the release, and then usually I have the one cut off the big. So an easy man press break. Let's see if I can – is this one is so I call it sideline, so I have one here and then I'll have two and three here, and then at half court I'll have my four and five, and what will happen is two will screen for one or two will screen for three and he'll kind of cut this way, and the reason we call it sideline is because two and three go to the side of the ball, so then two goes here. And then four cuts hard. This is virtually impossible to guard. So one will throw at the four, and then four will curl this way and get it back. That way one can get the ball. If it's a man press, if you go to teach hoops, this is one of the press breaks on there, I think, in my press break course. I like this one a lot because it seems to get one the ball. Five kind of basically finds the middle area then. You'll get one the ball. I've never been able to not get one the ball doing this, because if it's man press, you know, these guys are all defending here. They're not going to let the two or three catch it. And four cutting from half court hard. So your bigger, your more athletic big needs to be the guy cutting. He'll be able to catch it. And you just got to work on him catching it and pivoting. And then even if a guy's defending one, he knows where he's going. So this guy doesn't know where he's going. He'll be able to get the ball. Another good one I use is I'll put a big here and
I gotta move my picture. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. So I put a big here. So a big guy at the free throw line, and I'll stack these guys here. And I'll put one guy here, and I'll X them off the big guy. So this guy tends to be my two. This guy tends to be my three, probably. You could have two, or I don't know. I wouldn't have two, one thrown it in. I'd have two thrown it in. So I'd have my one cutting off the big, and they're cutting close to this guy, so it's basically an X cut. So you have and then the other guard just reads and finds open space at that point. So this guard here will sometimes go deep. This guard sometimes will, if this guy doesn't get it and doesn't feel like he can, he goes here, and then this guy will X off. So we use basically that X motion will, they just basically rub off them, and they'll be able to, one of these two, if you X off the big here, there's so much space here. It's similar to this movement with four. You want space to get man pressed. So if you give them enough space to cut, they know where they're going. The defenders don't know where they're going. And with all that space and a little speed, you'll be fine.
Okay. So if I'm having trouble getting two and three open, and maybe my four's not able to come get it, or maybe it's end of the game and I want my point to be the first one to touch it, any suggestions on getting those two middle guys open besides just screening for the other one? Do you understand?
You need to get the ball to your one at the end of a game.
Yeah, he's my best. He's my best free throw shooter. So I'm
I'd run this then at the end of the game. I would.
Hey everybody, hope you're enjoying it. I'm gonna give a big shout out to our two other podcasts in the Coach Market Media conglomerate, Teacher Side Gig. So go over and check that out. And High School Hoops. So Teacher Side Gig is talking about teachers and their side gigs and how they make a little bit of extra money. And High School Hoops talks about obviously high school basketball once a week. And we try to keep that as pertinent. That's kind of like your day. If things are going on, we're talking about that. We do those weekly. And it's always fun for me to talk to Jake about that. Make sure you subscribe and like to this one. Leave a review. We would appreciate that. And go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, let's get back to the podcast.
Put a guy. Put a guy here. Put two guys here. And then what I do is at the end of a game, they'll tend to man. So I'll do this like that. So maybe you have your three throwing it in. Your four and five are going to X off your guards. And then these two are going to screen for your best two free throw shooters are going to screen like this. And then he's going to roll back. So they got all this space here. One of those two, even if they take the guy off the ball, one of those two guys will be open. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Worst free throw shooter or best passer here. These two Xing deep because they don't want to get beat deep. So they'll stop these two. And then that leaves basically the entire half court for your two best free throw shooters. They screen and then the screener rolls back. One of those, usually this is my best free throw shooter, the guy screening, because they'll really work to take the first one off, and then the guy that's screening rolls back, and he'll be able to get the ball.
For that, okay. Okay, understood. So, trying to get two and three open, if they're really denying, is sometimes a challenge. You're screening for the other person.
Yeah, and you got to leave enough, and you don't want them to catch it low, so you got to give them enough. You got to give them enough space, and you want other people moving away from them. Is basically, if you look at this, like these two are moving to the side, away from the two guys we want to get the ball. Same thing over.
To get the ball, okay.
Yeah, same thing with the other one. So you can just start playing with your whiteboard, but you just want basically people moving away from the ones that you want catching the ball. It's kind of a misdirection. It's like a football thing. You want misdirection. You want somebody going to the end zone, even though you're going to cut across.
So do you worry about trying to catch the problem sometimes is if the person catches the ball on the same side as the inbounder, then that inbounder just jumps off and traps them on that corner?
No, like, because then the guy that threw the ball better cut.
They just send it back to him. Yeah, so you don't worry that much about
no,
that.
No, because we spend so much time on diagonal cuts that if your guy goes to double, your job just is to find off, open. Yep, your job is even in the half court, full court, whenever we're getting trapped, if your guy leaves to double, the ball's coming back to you probably.
Okay, so don't worry about that. Okay, yeah. Cool. No, that's great.
If you send me an email tonight, I'll just send you that so you can look at it.
Okay, awesome.
Just send me an email and remind me.
Yeah, I'll do that as soon as I get off. The other thing is I wanted to ask you just, and I don't know, again, if you can see this drawing.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect, yep.
So I wanted to ask your opinion on, this is my end of game, just sideline play. And so it's designed for a man or a zone. It's similar to one of the plays I saw on your channel. But,
yep, I like that. I like
do
that.
Do you like this? Or
I do. The top guy at the elbow here, the one that's setting the screen, should roll back. You know what I'm saying? So you have one coming off. Turn it around. You can turn it around. You can look at it. If you need to flip it and look at it, you can look at it.
Yeah,
so it's the guy. Gotcha. It's the okay. guy. The first guy's coming off the first screen. The second guy's coming off the second screen. The guy setting the second screen by the elbow or the baseline or the free throw line should come back and try to get the ball. Then, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you why. I don't know what number. Flip it back and I can look at it again. I don't know what number.
The ball's over here. So I have my four coming out and then screening either the zone or the man, this guy coming here.
Yep.
And then my three is coming down, my five screen for my three. So here.
Yep. So your five should come, your five should roll back to the ball then. And here's the reason why. Five might get the ball and guess who's going to be open? The guy throwing it in.
So I actually have my three coming up here, so he can maybe kick it back here. Are you saying five?
But I'm saying after he sets the screen, if he's not open, it means his man's helping, then he's got to roll back.
When you say roll back, I'm sorry.
He's got to screen and then roll back to the ball. So he's got to pivot and roll back.
Oh, gotcha. That's a great point.
You want to give the inbounder basically he has four options.
One, two, three.
He's got four options. Right. First guy coming off the screen, right, on the baseline. Second guy coming off the screen high. Third guy rolling back at the free throw line. And then the fourth option is the guy that set the screen down on the baseline has to post up, right? So you want to give him four options. Then if none of those, one of those is probably going to be open, but they might not be open to shoot it. The guy that's going to be open is the guy throwing it in. Because everyone kind of turns, especially at the end of a game, and he'll be open.
Right.
Yep.
No, that's a great detail because I was basically wasting four and five.
You don't want to have them rolling. Yep.
Roll. Yeah. Okay.
Posting.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Great detail. Thank you. That was really helpful. I have two other quick questions. One is we've been working our 1-3-1. It's been working well. One of the things that I'm trying to – the challenge is I have my – little guy back, which I guess most people, my smallest guy back here running from sideline to sideline. I'm trying to get my very top guys, my best athlete and one of my best rebounders, if they shoot the ball on this side, my very top guy to crash this side. Yep. I don't know if that would work, or do you have any other suggestions?
I think that's good. That's what you should, that's what he should be doing. He shouldn't get that shot. Okay. Personally, shouldn't get that shot. The baseline's probably a more open shot. But when he does get that shot, that guy should – that's where he should go because the percentages say that's where the rebound's going to go. Yes.
Any other suggestions on just on getting rebounds off the 1-3-1 or anything, or is that mainly
– It's really the guys opposite the ball that are going to be the ones that are going to get the rebound. So the guy at the top, the guy in the opposite wing – they got to go find a body. And what we do is we just basically try to build a fence around 4 feet from the basket. You're doing that right. That's perfect.
And what do you mean by build a fence? Do you actually
So he's got to go down and get to the, basically the block. This guy's got to go down and find somebody.
Right.
So they're going down. You basically say, this is the spot you got to go to. But when you're there, you got to find a body. Don't just go to the spot.
Okay.
You got to go find a pod.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'm doing that right. So good.
Yep.
And then the other question is, how do any other suggestions? We play a team later on that's got a great guard that scores 30, 40 points. They beat us last year. Besides going to a box and one or a diamond in one setup, what other things can I – and in the once he gets going in the on a fast break, he's hard to stop.
Yep. So there's a couple things. You can full deny him. You can play your normal man-to-man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. That wasn't me.
Yeah.
Two quick things. You can play full denial to him, basically tell the guy guarding him you have no other help responsibilities. So you play your normal man-to-man defense, but the other four players know the guy that's guarding him is not going to help at all. Like, no help defense, no weak side, basically chasing him around. You do that because it will wear
him out. It's mainly 2-3 and 1-3-1.
Then you probably got to go to like a box and one and diamond. Then you probably got to have if he's scoring 30 to 40, you got to make someone else beat you. It's kind of my theory.
Anything to slow him down, like even off the rebound or anything to try to slow him down, or should I have my guy pick him up full court?
I would pick him up. The problem with when someone's that good, you just want to wear him out, to be honest with you, because their shot won't be as good in the fourth quarter of the second half if you just. Consistently follow them around and you just want to be on them all the time. And that's why I usually have at least two bodies, if not three, that we practice, that we rotate in on that person. Player A will be on them, then I'll take them out, I'll put player B on them, I'll rest player A, I might put player A back in, but he's going to stay, and then I have a third person. I'm revolving bodies on him to just basically – so he's talking to himself. That's what I want. When they're that good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. All right. Okay. Thanks, Coach. Got to go.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. If you did, go over and leave a 5-star review. If you didn't like it, don't do anything. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Become a better coach. Take yourself outside of that comfort zone. Join our community. Let myself
and our entire community help you through this great journey. Doesn't matter if it's parents, doesn't matter if it's the kid not playing hard, it doesn't matter if you don't know how to break the 1-3-1 zone, we will help you. So go over and check it out. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.